taking a look first at your news for the hour. At around 4:15 p.m. on Sunday, August the 23rd, deputies from the Sanilac County Sheriff's Department were dispatched to Argyle Township to investigate a report of a crash. When deputies arrived on the scene, they found a two-vehicle personal injury crash at the intersection of Ubley and Deckerville Roads in Argyle Township. The initial investigation determined that a 2016 Ford F-250 pickup hauling a 20-foot two-axle trailer loaded with a side-by-side and two four-wheelers was traveling southbound on Ubley Road. The report indicates that a 2008 Ford Mustang was traveling west on Deckerville Road and failed to stop at a stop sign at the intersection, thus colliding with the trailer. The driver and the passenger of the F-250 were not injured. The driver of the Mustang was treated at the scene by Sanilac EMS Ambulance Services before then being transferred to Marlette Regional Hospital for further treatment. According to the police report, alcohol does not appear to be a factor in the crash, which does remain under investigation. Besides the deputies, the Sanilac EMS Ambulance Service and Argyle Fire Department were also dispatched to the scene. And another news for today. There were some new hires approved and some resignations accepted during this month's Lakers School District Board of Education meeting. Bethany Castle was hired as the district's Laker Legacy Coordinator. She's a graduate of Hillsdale College and has several certifications related to health, nutrition, and physical fitness, according to Superintendent Jill Verberg. Jillian Buss was selected to fill the position for Elementary Intervention Paraprofessional. She graduated from Spring Arbor College and was a student teacher in the district's elementary school during the last school year. And following the retirement of Jeff Etzel, the board has selected Brenda Smith to fill the role of Secondary Academic and Career Advisor. Verberg is quoted as saying, "Brenda has been an outstanding teacher at Lakers for nearly 15 years and has demonstrated a deep commitment to student success." With those choices done, the board then moved on to approving new coaches. Stacy Frappert was hired as the freshman volleyball coach. May Volker was hired as the assistant varsity girls basketball coach. And approval was given to create a Lakers girls golf club with Emma Kasiba as the coach advisor. In other district matters, the board also approved meeting at 6 p.m. on the third Monday of the month in room 205 in the Laker High School. And the lease agreement with the Pigeon Library was also renewed to continue the use of the library in order to house the Sail Academy. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
There's a world of opportunity out there, beyond the typical 9-to-5, where purpose, grit, and the American spirit come together in the Peace Corps. It's been called the toughest job you'll ever love. Tough, because it asks so much of you. And the love part is knowing your hard work can transform lives and build bridges across cultures. After 65 years, the Peace Corps is still the toughest job you'll ever love. Explore opportunities in more than 60 countries and apply at peacecorps.gov/serve.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, Lake Township officials are putting a proposed recreational camping ordinance on hold following continued opposition from local residents. The township board voted unanimously on August the 20th to table the proposal while officials review the regulations and concerns that were raised by property owners. The draft ordinance would set different rules for camping on developed and vacant property. Camping on land with a residence would generally be limited to 14 days within a two-month period without a permit. Camping on vacant property would require a temporary use permit and generally be limited to 14 days within 4 months. The proposal also covers setbacks, sanitation, camper storage, and enforcement. Township officials say the goal is to prevent campers from becoming unregulated seasonal or permanent residences. Residents raise concerns about property rights and restrictions on smaller lots, and the board is expected to revisit the proposal on September the 17th. And another news for today. At the August 17th Bannack City Council meeting, representatives from Andy Campbell, Bendinsky and Company discussed potential financing for the Silver Street project. Councilman David Rapson said the city would have funds available for a proposed bond payment, while Councilman Nicholas Rochefort suggested exploring possible state grant funding. No financial financing action was recorded. Council also discussed vacant and deteriorating commercial properties, including the possibility of blight programs in order to help improve local buildings. Motorized bicycles and e-bikes were another concern that was raised. Police Chief Weber said riders must follow bicycle traffic laws, while council members suggested additional public education and potentially pursuing funding for an e-bike path. The council also approved more than $232,000 in bills. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today, Monday, August the 24th of 2026. Sheila Beth Davis, age 79 of Bad Axe, passed away on August the 21st of 2026. Visitation for Sheila Beth Davis will be held at the McAlpin Funeral Home at 302 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe on Thursday, August 27th from 11 a.m. to noon. A celebration of life will be held on Thursday, August 27th at noon at the McAlpin Funeral Home, and graveside services will follow at the Riverside Cemetery in Elkton. The family requests that attendees wear blue in honor of the deceased. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the family to cover funeral costs or to the Thumb Animal Shelter at 2260 South Elkton Road in Elkton. Condolences may be shared with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. And Mary Louise Parrick, age 88 of Kindy, passed away on August the 24th of 2026. Massive Christian burial for Mary Louise Parrick will be held on Friday, August 28th at St. Mary's Annunciation of the Lord Parish in Kindy. With burial to follow at the Rapson Cemetery, visitation will be on Thursday, August 27th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the McAlpin Funeral Home Gage Chapel in Kindy, and also from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the church. Memorials may be offered to the Safe Place Women's Shelter of Bad Axe, and condolences may be shared with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. And Kevin James Gretzky, age 73 of Port Austin, passed away on August the 21st of 2026. A memorial visitation for Kevin James Gretzky will be held Saturday, August 29th at St. Michael's Catholic Church, 8661 Independence Avenue in Port Austin, from 9 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. In lieu of flowers, donations in Kevin James Goretzky's memory may be made out to the Henry Ford Health Pancreatic Cancer Research Center or to the family towards the establishment of a memorial scholarship for a North Huron student pursuing a career in agriculture, honoring Kevin's lifelong passion for farming. Information regarding the scholarship will be shared once it has been established. Either would be deeply appreciated by his family, and checks can be made payable to Henry Ford Health and must be written in the memo area on the check, quote, Pancreatic Cancer Research Fund in memory of Kevin Gretzky, and then mailed to Henry Ford Health Development Office, 1 Ford Place, 5A Detroit, Michigan. If you'd like to make a donation online, there is a link in the written obituary online at thumbnet.net. And after entering the donor information, you can click Yes, this donation is a tribute gift box under tribute type, and then you can enter Kevin's name. And Bertha Alberta Dondino of Kindy passed away on August the 23rd of 2026. Funeral services for Bertha Alberta Dondino will be held on Wednesday, August the 26th at 11 a.m. with the visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Memorials in Bertha's name may be offered to the Kindy Presbyterian Food Pantry, and condolences may be shared with the family online at McKelpinFuneralHome.com. And Ona Lee Kelly, age 97 of Pinnebog, passed away on August the 22nd of 2026. In accordance with the wishes of Ona Lee Kelly, cremation is to take place at the Sunset Valley Crematory in Bay City, and there will not be any services. Condolences still may be shared with her family online at McKelpinFuneralHome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.